It's episode 156, and we've got plugins for homepage content length, Skype switching, Google Drive, galleries, and event calendars. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here with everyone.
And enjoying it from the wet coast of Canada, where the rest of the country is freezing solid and buried under snow.
I kind of have that same situation, except I'm on the Southern California end.
But, Southern California.
No snow, no rain.
Well, you know, we'll keep the rain, you keep the sunshine. We'll trade come summertime.
There you go.
All right, well, we've got a great show for you and the usual stuff right off the top. Don't forget you can get the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you've got a couple of minutes, stop in at iTunes and give us a review. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner. We would appreciate it.
Absolutely. Anybody who leaves us a review in iTunes, we definitely check it out and look at your feedback. So if there's anything that you find that we could improve with the show, please let us know that as well. We take any criticism, not just, hey, the show's great. We'd like to know what you think. So make sure that you take advantage of any opportunity you can to review us.
Hey, I might have a bribe for people to fill out reviews for us coming up.
All right.
I might have a bribe for some free themes from a premium developer who might be offering something that we can give away. So, hey,
All right. Be a way
we'll bribe folks, put a review, and then we'll draw for the themes. There's an idea.
Okay, well, it starts right now, so go out and leave reviews, and we'll pick one.
Starting today.
That's right.
All right, so also at the top of the show, don't forget we are WordPress professionals and we do make our living with WordPress. So if you're looking for great support, you need emergency support, or you want somebody to help you tell you what you need for your website, well, you can give me a call at 818-850-7729, or you can visit me on my website at wppro.ca.
Excellent. And I, as I mentioned last week, am looking for a project partner on a few site ideas that I have. If you have any experience with the premium press themes, more specifically kind of the directory end of it, I would love to work with you on a couple of things. So just shoot me an email, marcuscouch@gmail.com, and let me know if you have some experience with premium press. If so, I think I got something we can work together on.
Excellent. It looks like we might have a little bit of news today.
That's right. Back in November, I wrote a story on WP Tavern about GoDaddy officially entering the WP Managed Hosting area, and they've done it. So now they offer WordPress Managed Hosting. Plans start at $6.29 a month. That's cheaper than anybody. In comparison, people like WP Engine that are out there are $29.99 a month. So you can see the different extremes of the spectrum, so to speak. GoDaddy stated that their service will have blistering speed and guaranteed 99.9% uptime. Raises an interesting point. I like GoDaddy for their domain products and things. I do not use their hosting, and I'm not sure if I would.
Yeah. So. Well, I'll enter into the fray here because I've got a fair amount of experience in the last few weeks with dealing with GoDaddy services. So at any rate, I caught an article that was interesting about this, them entering into the WordPress managed hosting, in that they have a listing of plugins that they block and are not allowed to be used if you go to their manage section. And the listing of plugins they blocked, they lifted directly from WP Engine. And,
really?
And the reason that is known is because in WP Engine's listing, they had a file listed that was their own proprietary plugin.
Yeah.
That was blocked, and that was in GoDaddy's list of blocked plugins.
Oh, nice.
So,
way to go, GoDaddy, ripping us off blatantly.
It was actually kind of funny in that aspect. But as far as hosting, unless GoDaddy does some serious work on their servers, I couldn't recommend it, because their hosting has always been the most problematic of any hosting I've ever dealt with.
Yeah, if they could only get that part down, I think they'd be the perfect company. I love calling GoDaddy at 2 a.m. when I have problems, because they answer the phone.
Yeah, that's true. They do have customer service there, and sometimes they actually get it right.
Yeah,
actually have a good chunk of the time they get it right.
Yeah, it happens. And I would, it's up to you guys out there, the listeners, to decide if, GoDaddy hosting is something that's for you. But I don't buy it just yet. I like GoDaddy. I've had good relationships with them for a long time, regarding, helping out with promo codes and coupons and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really have a bad thing to say about them otherwise, except for the fact that I don't know about this service, and it really hits me kind of personally when you start working into WordPress stuff, and I'm not quite sure that they're ready for this yet.
Yeah, well, it is a new service for them, but it is hosting. It's like, I have had no problems with their domain registration and other services, because I actually use those.
Mm-hmm.
I use those for my domain registrations through their reseller program. But other than that, their hosting's always been problematic, and I think it's due to the way they configure their servers. It's simply that. Oh, well, anyway. That gives us our little rant and raves here this morning. So let's move on, and I guess it's time to dig into the meat and potatoes of the show, eh?
Yep, time for plugins.
All right, and off we go. All right, so first one I got, I've actually got a couple of plugins here. These are oldie but goodie plugins. These are plugins that I have reviewed way back when, and a couple of them I had dropped due to problems with development over time. But recently I've been brought back to them through customer request and inheriting websites that had these on them. So I rechecked them out, and I've actually discovered that these plugins are fantastic over what they used to be. So we'll start off the top with the first one, the all-in-one event calendar from Timely. This was a plugin about a year ago I sort of dismissed due to problems with it not working correctly, little issues around it. Even their pro version had problems. But over the last 6 months, I've been using it more and more on client websites. And in the last couple of weeks, I've had to use it 3-4 times now on 4 different projects. And I found that it's actually quite fantastic now. In fact, they do have a free version, which is quite nice, but the free version has some limitations to it. So if you're looking for something that is expandable and allows you more robustness to an event calendar, go pay for the premium version. It's worth the money. I think it's $75 or something, but it is worth the money because it allows you to connect into things such as Facebook. And if you connect into Facebook groups, you can actually draw events directly from Facebook and put them into your calendar. It also has an API if you're a major developer, so you can develop that into it. And it's got one thing that I found fantastic, because I've been asked to customize it a few times. It uses themes for its calendar display, and you can go in and create your own theme by duplicating their standard theme and then customizing the code inside the theme, thereby protecting yourself against the plugin upgrades in the future. So it's actually developed quite nicely and has become a great plugin, and so much so I had to rate it right at the top of the food chain as a plugin. So we give it a 5 dragon rating for the all-in-one event calendar.
Very nice. And so the nature of it from Facebook, it pulls from Facebook, not pushes to Facebook.
No, it pulls from Facebook. It doesn't push to Facebook. It pulls from. It's like, I've used it on one client's website where they were a member of numerous different groups that all these different groups have events, but they weren't tied together anywhere. So what we did was we joined the groups and set it up in Facebook to go into those groups and pull any events and dump them into their calendar.
Hmm.
So it's actually been pretty cool in that aspect. It's a great way to run an event calendar and have it populated by all the people on Facebook for you.
That does sound cool.
Yeah, and it brings in pictures and pop-ups, and it's grown to such a great plugin from what it was.
I'm definitely going to have to check that one out. Yeah. Hmm. Well, one that I have tried, John, you know, for a while I've been into Dropbox as far as different ways to hook WordPress and Dropbox together. Mm-hmm. And I found a plugin today, actually, that lets us hook Google Drive into WordPress.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah. So this plugin is called Google Drive WP Media, and basically it gives you direct access to your Google Drive. You can easily manage the files remotely right in WordPress. You can upload and share your files directly from your WordPress blog to Google Drive.
Hmm.
So it works two ways. It gives you the option to auto-insert your Google Drive files into the media library. You can insert Drive files into your posts. You can upload straight from your media center and then say, put this on Google Drive for me also. And you can create a different kind of folder within the media center that does both of them in between. So really, really nice addition to this. It's one of these things that they kind of took the Dropbox concept and took it even further. So I only use Google Drive in the sense that sometimes people send me really, really large attachments of things and it ends up being in Google Drive because it just can't go through email. So I really thought this was a pretty unique way to save things in Google Drive that you could use throughout other installations that you have. So if there's common files that you use or, you know, you have a lot of images or things like that within your Google Drive that you want to incorporate into different media centers and different sites, this is an outstanding plugin in which to do that. So it was just a little different when it came to showing images and different things like movie files and stuff. I would love to see kind of an embedded player within that stuff, and it doesn't have that. But otherwise, I thought this was a really great plugin. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Sounds like an excellent way to be able to share your files. How about if you drop something on your local computer's Google Drive, does it pop it up to your WordPress site?
Yes.
And is there a way for it to auto-link something, or if you share, if you have downloadable files, how does that work? Have you tried that?
I didn't try that, but it does do. I mean, it's just like using Google Drive as a different part of your media center.
Hmm. Okay.
So when you open it up in there, it's got everything that you've associated already through Google Drive.
There's an idea. Okay, if you just have your Google Drive folders in, you're adding a post, and you select the files from the Google Drive instead of your media center, and it saves you the upload time.
Right, exactly.
Excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. That could be very useful if you're a regular Google Drive user. I don't use my Google Drive that much. It just sort of sits there.
Yeah, I say that too, but then I keep looking at my $10 a month Dropbox bill that I pay, and
I'm
starting to wonder.
I use my Dropbox. I actually pay the...
Oh, I do too. I'm already up to 100 gigs or whatever of saved stuff.
I think I've got 170 gigs in my Dropbox right now.
Yeah, but, you know, it's always nice to have more than one service, and Google's not going anywhere, and generally their storage is pretty bottomless.
Yep. Pretty much. All right. Well, the next plugin I got, this is one that once upon a time I actually used to do a 2-hour course on how to use it. And then it got so convoluted, I finally abandoned it entirely because it was just getting too hard to teach people how to use it. And it's called Next Gen Gallery. And about a year ago, I remember they were bought up by Photocrati. And I was hoping, well, maybe they'll do some improvements to it, and sooner or later I'll come back around to checking out this plugin. Well, this past week and a half or so, I inherited a website that the client got. He had the Next Gen Gallery on it, and he wanted to keep it. And I figured, okay, well, let me check it out and see what's happened with this gallery. And I finally dug into it and discovered that Photocrati has made some dramatic improvements to the gallery, and it is actually user-friendly now. It doesn't require a 2-hour session on how to use it. So the plugin, they've set it up now where it displays the images properly. They've made it easy to create the galleries and the albums in it, whereas previously it was a slightly convoluted process. Now you can easily create them while you're creating a post. you can display the entire galleries or display all the albums at once. It will automatically set up and display slideshows, whereas before it took effort to make a slideshow display correctly. All in all, it looks like they've corrected all the errors of the past of this plugin and have made it more user-friendly, more stable, and more usable. Now, they do have a premium version, which I haven't had the opportunity to try, but I imagine the premium version probably has some nice advantages over the free version you can get from the WordPress repository. So all in all, I gave it a rating of 4 dragons on it with the free version. The pro version, maybe a 5, but since I haven't tested it, I can't say. So anyway, I can say go check it out and install Next Gen Gallery. I'll probably start using it once again on all my different websites because I like the improvements.
Outstanding. I only tried Gallery stuff one time, and that was out of the mobile iOS app.
Yeah.
And make your own gallery from images that you select, and it never worked out. I never went back, but maybe I'll try that one.
Well, Next Gen was, when I first started with WordPress, I guess it's got it been 5 years, 6 years now. When I first started, Next Gen was one of the best galleries available.
Oh, yeah.
And then it steadily declined. And then Photo Karate bought it, and now I guess it's coming back again.
Awesome. Well, John, I have a plugin that is Skype-related, and often I have clients actually that use Skype, but we've found more and more that from a mobile perspective, it doesn't always work that way because people don't always have Skype hooked on their phones. So I found something that actually came just in time. This is called Skype Mobile Switcher. And basically, this does a short code that does the following. It determines if you're on a desktop or on a mobile device. And if it is detecting a desktop, then it will show the Skype link. And if it's on a mobile device, it shows a clickable phone number that they can call instead of Skype. And that's really all it does. So it either switches between a Skype number that someone can call about with one click or switches to a phone number that somebody can just click.
Nice.
And it's easy functionality, and it does exactly what it should and nothing else. And I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
That could be something useful for me, since I'm regularly switching between Skype and my cell phone.
Yeah, there you go. So you can just put one particular short code in there that takes care of both.
Nice. All right. Well, that's a nice simple plugin to check out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now the last one. This is one that I have recommended in the past. In fact, I actually reviewed this plugin, and I even had Seth Schultz on the show for an interview back when his company was young. It's called Event Espresso. And it's been a couple of years since I set up one entirely from scratch, but I have worked with several of them for clients that they've had them installed, and so I've gone in and helped them get them tweaked and refined to working correctly. And Event Espresso is an excellent plugin if you're looking to set up and you're going to have regular events and collect money for, because you can do the payment processing directly through your website with PayPal or some other payment processing system. So you don't have to go to another third party for the ticketing. They've made a lot of improvements to this plugin, and they've separated out some of the things that were in the base plugin and stuck them into add-on plugins, which are included in the packages. It is a premium plugin. They do have a free version of the plugin, but the free version is so limited I couldn't even recommend it. If you're going to use the plugin, jump straight to the paid version. It is worth the money. And with the additions of separating out the different add-ons on it, you can fine-tune the plugin to do exactly what you need. And I do like some of the new add-ons, such as the ticketing system. I've been working the last couple of days setting one up for a client, and I like their new ticketing system, which will print out a ticket that you can then download their free app for your iPhone, iPad, and everything, and just scan the tickets to see if people are showing up for the events. What are some of the other great pieces to it have been? It's also, they've added a new calendar to it so that you can display the events into a proper calendar. And the old calendar they had it with it was a little bit convoluted, but it worked. But the new one is much cleaner and smoother, so the events will display in a calendar. it allows for multi-event registration. So a person, if you have multiple events, they can register for multiple events in one shot instead of one event, come back, register the other event. They can do them all at once. It's got reoccurring events, social media. All in all, this plugin has grown up pretty nicely over the last, I think, 3-4 years since the first time I've used it. So give it a check out. This is a top plugin, Event Espresso. Again, top of the line, 5 Dragon rating for it.
Does this also scan the tickets at the door, too?
Yeah, it prints out a ticket for people. They bring it in. You scan it with your iPhone using the app that they have. They have a downloadable app. So you scan the ticket, and it puts it into the website for you. It says, hey, they've attended. So,
I cannot think of one use that I would use this for personally, but I can think of a billion clients that probably would use this if I told them I could.
Well, that's the thing is I don't have a use for it, but I have several clients. Yeah. Like the client who we just started setting it up, this last events across the country and set up the venues and have them all set for their own personal time zones.
Wow.
So it's a very robust plugin designed specifically for event ticketing, and so you don't have to go to somebody like Eventbrite or anyone else to deal with it.
I'm very impressed. I'm gonna check it out just because it sounds and looks very cool, and I'd love to just kind of drive that around the block and see how that feels. You know, one of the biggest problems that I have with WordPress is the home pages sometimes look kind of wonky. You know, you say, okay, I want 4 posts, you know, give me a full post and then give me, you know, excerpts. And sometimes the sidebars and the widgets that you have line up and sometimes they don't, you know, sometimes you got tons of space down there and it just really kind of sucks. And it doesn't always depend on the amount of posts that you have. Sometimes it's like too much, too little. It's never, you know, that perfect fit. Well, I found something called Dynamic Home Length. And this plugin adjusts the number of posts per page on the front page based on the number of total texts in the recent posts. So what it does is it figures out how many words are in there and adjusts how many posts it wants to put in based on the height of what it might be on the home page. So now it's not just a set number of posts on the page. It's, okay, make it so that there's enough content to fill down to this part down here. And don't go any lower or higher than that. Nice. And that's what this does. It does it in a very dynamic way. I tried it with, I don't know, 50 different scenarios as far as posts and themes like that, and it performed flawlessly every time. So I applaud this plugin. It is called Dynamic Home Length, a simple, lazy plugin, and I rated it a 5 out of 5.
Nice. Did you actually use this with Genesis themes?
I did.
And it worked?
Yes.
Holy shit, I gotta give it a try.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's definitely one for me to give a try to now.
Yeah, I didn't do a lot with featured images and things. That's the one part that I didn't get a chance yet to play around with before the show. But otherwise, I didn't find any flaws with this one.
Very nice. Well, that brings us to a wrap-up. I covered the all-in-one event calendar, which I gave a 5 Dragon rating. The Next Gen Gallery, which I gave a 4 Dragon rating to, and Event Espresso, which I gave a 5 Dragon rating to.
And I talked about Google Drive Media, which I rated a 4 out of 5. Skype Mobile Switcher also gets 4 out of 5. And we just talked about Dynamic Home Length, which gets a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. We had a top-of-the-line show this time.
Not bad. No. Not our usual 3, 4, 5s,
no,
huh?
Well, one of these times we're going to have a show with a perfect 5.
So what do we got? Yeah, we ended up having 3 5s and 3 4s. Yeah, not bad.
That's pretty high. Pretty high. All right. Well, usual wrap up. Commercial time. Don't forget, you're looking for hosting for your website and you need good quality hosting. I can recommend Green Geeks Hosting because I've been using them a lot lately. And I find that their setup is very easy, organized, and I love their cPanel, which is a standard control panel for the system. It's not convoluted. It's very easy and straightforward. And if you want to save yourself some money, enter the coupon code PLUGINS, PLUGINS, and save $30 off all their hosting packages. So go check them out at greengeeks.com.
Nice. And I've got one more inkjet cartridge provider here, LD Products. They are the company that actually owns 123 inkjets. They own 4 inkjets. It is the mothership, LD Products, and they've given us coupon code PLUGIN14, which is, you know, 2014. So just remember that PLUGIN14 gives you 10% off all replacement inkjet cartridges and free shipping on all orders over $50. So keep this one for the year. All year long, you can save on replacement inkjet cartridges. Now, I buy them in bulk. I typically buy a dozen cartridges a piece, and they end up being about $4 when you buy them in that kind of level with this particular coupon. So just remember ldproducts.com and use coupon code PLUGIN14.
And the usual reminders, don't forget, if you don't get enough plug-in news here on the show, check out the WP Plugins Daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca.
Yes, and also you can make sure that you give us that review on iTunes that we've been looking for. If you haven't yet and you enjoy the show, please do so. We will reward you some way, somehow.
Yeah, well, like I said, we might be having some themes to give away here pretty soon for some premium themes to give away. Depends on how the negotiations
You know
go.
I'm going to start shaking some guys down, too, that I interview and people like that that I do stuff with on the tavern. I'm going to start shaking them down for some stuff to give away.
Hey, it'd be nice.
About time our listeners cash in for the new year, huh?
Good for them, good for us, good for all our listeners out there.
There you go.
And give us a review on Blueberry or Stitcher Radio if you happen to be listening to us through those methods. So that's it.
All right. How can they contact us, John?
I can be reached on my website at johnoverall.com, or if you need emergency support, stop in at wppro.ca/emergency, or drop me an email, john@wppro.ca.
Nice. You can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is at marcuscouch, and read my stuff on wptavern.com, or just look under other WordPress news in your dashboard. I've also been pretty fortunate to be on WordPress Weekly for the past few Fridays. I think I might be on tomorrow's show, too. I don't know. But make sure you check out WordPress Weekly as well. It's a great show that I know John and I both enjoy.
Excellent. And that's all we got for you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.